Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Rocket League podcast. That's right. Bring it to you whenever we feel like it, although mostly once a month. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined as always by Wabs. How's it going?
Going pretty well. How are you doing?
Good, good. For all of you who are listening to this, given you're probably being hit with a 1-2 upload here, you may want to check out the ASAP 2025 update, which is out now. Whenever
it's got
now
all the things that we're going to be doing for the next year.
Yeah, I kind of get some new shows, some old shows going away, some things, but Rock League's here to stay. And yeah, to kind of see what's happening. I gotta you know, update the website. I am thinking about, you know how I am with the Discord.
Ooh, is this time again? Is it going to change again?
I just want to destroy everything. So Wabs will hold me back and try to not let me like minimalize everything to a bearable amount. But I mean, there is a reason for this. Sorry, we didn't talk about this on the ASAP 2025 show, but there is a reason for this. It's not just for the look of the clean. It's like, I think it's important for the channels to be active in general. Yeah. And so having two or three channels instead of we have eight, having like two channels that people actually talk in, I think is better than having eight and one that only people talk in.
Three things that people talk in.
Okay, so esports discussion and ASAP general feels right.
Yep. Highlights, I feel like, has enough.
Okay. So, yeah. Cool cars. You can just put in the general. That's all I'm saying, okay? Yep. Can put game night stuff in the general. Highlights in the general.
Nah, highlight. Well, highlights if you want.
Highlights
to.
In the general if I'm going to go on my tirade.
Okay.
No one's going to be mad at highlights. I guess is the fact. No, okay, maybe I'll keep highlights. Maybe we'll keep highlights. And then memes you can obviously put in the general. Like, there's no reason they can't be in the general.
Most of the general is just memes anyway, so.
Yeah, rank check can probably go away. I don't think anyone's using it, so.
Yeah.
2024-08. Yeah, so no one's used it for 6 months.
Everybody just goes to RL Tracker, the place
promote
that you
your stuff on. Put it in the general. Role selection, well, I'll have to think. I mean, that can be in a separate thing.
That's a bot.
Okay. We're here for the, like, just our, like, our listeners, we're here for the bots, you know.
What?
Wabs, what did you just agree to?
I don't know.
Wabs, you said yes, and you didn't even think through what I said. Unbelievable.
Hey, did the afterwards.
ASAP Rocket League podcast just call its listeners a bunch of bots? Yes, it did.
Ah, okay.
Still
that's what
I said. Love and care about you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. When I look at the gameplay, it's definitely true.
We're saying that as, you know, as bots ourselves.
Yeah.
You know. Perfect. And with that, we're going to thank our... I don't know. I don't think I can do a proper transition for this. We're going to thank our patrons who actually support and make sure there's... Yeah, I was going to say the not bots, but then I'm like, am I creating a hierarchy in a capitalist system? And I'm like, I feel like Wabs would be very against that, you know? Wabs persona isn't necessarily against that. I kind of don't know. There's like... Yeah, I'll figure it out. Anyway, I'd like to thank... Zodiac 22, too much space, chaos of my cud. Space bear! Thronk. Awesomeness. Digital toast. Young slug. And the returning.
Ooh.
Triumphant. The man of the hour, too sweet to be sour.
He's back.
So thank you so much for your continued support. With that support, we're going to get right into the Rocket League because we got a lot to get through. I'm going to go into a segment if Wabs is okay and is not disconnecting from me. Is it the same thing or is this an internet thing this time?
No, I'm here. This is an internet thing that I have no idea what's going on, but it says your recording will be unaffected.
Don't freak me out, Wabs, okay? We need this to happen. We're trying to make this happen. Okay, anyway, Wabs is going to partake in a new segment, right? A segment that's kind of been in creation for a number of episodes. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really feel it's coming to fruition February 4th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It's a segment I like to call Catch Me Up on RLCS, Wabs.
Yep. A very unique thing that we are now starting, has never happened before.
Because before I obviously was caught up on all the content that we were going
for sure.
And now I'm just saying, listen, I'm like the listener, okay? Catch me up.
Yeah. A stand-in for someone that doesn't know what's going on.
And for that reason, okay, we shall play a jingle as I get my guitar.
Okay. Do you want me to wait or should we start out right away?
Give me 10 seconds.
Okay. We'll give you 10 seconds. So I'm going to start off. We'll give a little bit of prep. We're going to start in order of what happened. EU open one, NA open one, EU open two. And now it's time for a jingle, I think.
So we're just going back to our roots here, okay?
Yeah.
That's all it is. And now me and my roots would produce this post. There's definitely a Latin word I can use here, but after the show is done, I don't even know if this is in tune, but that's okay. But this is way better because, you know, we like to keep it fresh here. So, how am I going to do this?
How are you?
Catch me up on RCS webs.
Perfect. That's exactly what we needed.
Perfect. Okay, you can start talking as I put this guitar away now.
Okay. So, on to EU qualifiers. Open qualifier one. This is one that I will admit I myself didn't watch, but I did hear through the grapevine a couple of the important things. So I'm just going to mainly skip and we'll refer back to this one as it comes up in EU 2. But just to set the stage that I have coming in, it looks like Carmine Core is pretty good. I think we can all say that. We all knew it was going to happen.
Why is Carmine Core pretty good?
Carmine Core won. That's why Carmine Core is pretty good.
Okay, but that doesn't...
No. So I'm starting this off from where I know.
I'm going to let you do your thing. Okay.
I missed this one. Everybody knows that. I was doing things. That was the start of the new year. It was too early for me. I was super busy. And so, unfortunately, I did miss this open qualifier. I also don't think I even knew it was running. I found out the week after. But Carmine Core, very good. They win. Gentlemates, pretty decent. They're existing somewhere. They're a team. And some of the other ones are just kind of present. Vitality, from what I've heard, did have a strong showing, though. They showed up. They played well. They looked like they could have been a threat. And they could potentially be a threat to some of the stronger teams in the future. They're playing for a two. That's what I'm coming in with. That's what I know. Moving on to NA. Let's move to NA real quick. Space Station, second to GOAT. Space Station's almost sick in season one, or in open qualifier one. They played really well. I remember specifically saying that I did not expect this to happen because Frosty, Scribbled, and Reveal are still like a sub-16 team. And by that I mean ages. Like they are.
Oh, I thought that was like, is this ELO talk we're talking about?
No, ages. They are still extremely young. Like they are children. They got picked up by. They were the snowmen last year, and got picked up by space station. So very well to them.
But, I got a question here. Is space station just the new like Moneyball of like? Like we don't have the money to actually pay people like a really considerate thing. So like every year we reinvent ourselves with like a pretty like an up and coming team, and we just keep doing that. You know,
I don't think so because they were relatively consistent for a while. Like they had LJ Hawkser were not definitely not cheap players.
That's true. That's maybe unfair.
Yeah,
but it's been a while since I've like. Read Space Station Gaming and just saw them everywhere. So it's the return of that is what you're telling me.
I don't know. LJ Hawkser of Chicago was like kind of a team. You're right. But that so what I think is happening here is mm-hmm. that the reason that you're forgetting Space Station is because they are an NA team. And we all forget NA because they don't exist on the world stage.
Because I've been keeping up with the world stage stuff. And then
I think that's what's going on here.
Okay. Listen, I'm just representing the casual fan. Okay.
Yeah. So
Space that's a t-shirt I could definitely sell.
Space Station, they have been a team. It was a surprise to see when they dropped the last one. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. But now picking up the old Snowman Frost Scribbles Reveals, I remember looking at them and being like, they're too young. They need to put in a lot of work. Like they could show up because they're all good. Like they're all insane players. But I think that there's going to be need some maturity on this team. That was my thoughts coming in. Just seeing this. Open Qual 1, they performed extremely well. Like they went all the way through winners. They were grand finals. They took it. So they're the second best team in NA. To NRG, who did more than that, like that classic C9 run. NRG made the longest lower bracket run that I think I've ever seen. Going or losing to Space Station in the second round, like upper bracket semis of group stages, and then making it all the way back through the lower bracket of that, beating the top eight team of Gas, the Garrett AJ Squishy, beating Gen G, who should still be a decent team, but we'll talk about them in the future, maybe. And then finally in the playoffs, making it the entire way through that lower bracket, beating Evo, beating Ultimates, beating Complexity, and taking the rematch with Space Station in 7, like. That is an unprecedented run, like lower bracket run. And mm-hmm. they should do this. It's Atomic Beast Mode Daniel. Like they should. They are the best team in NA. They showed it last year. Old G2, for those of you that forget. But like being able to make that run after going to losers that early, basically due to unlucky seeding, I guess, like that's nuts. That's really well done by them to have that composure, have that ability to do so, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the biggest one to talk about. Other than that, I think we should keep an eye on the teams that performed well against NRG and didn't get places, like the placement to show that. The ones that we want to look at there then are, of course, Gas, Garrett, AJ, Squishy. the bigger ones to look at though is going to be Gen G and Ultimates, potentially Complexity. They also lost to them, but First Killer Chronic LJ, they could do a lot here. We'll see what ends up happening. I think this week because the NA has not happened yet. I'm just going to quickly take a little glance over. Because now I'm interested to see where all of these teams are lining up. I think I'm right. Complexity, Ultimates, they're doing well. We'll come back to this in a couple weeks. Complexity and Ultimates are looking really good. Is it Deleted? Deleted's looking really good. and I'm mainly just listing off these names so that we're aware of them in the future.
Got it.
And that we can come back and be like, oh, they started off really, really strong. And we'll see how they end up turning in the future when we have a little bit more data to talk about. Mm-hmm. So deleted. Andy Gyro Wavy. I'm surprised.
Andy Gyro. Wavy. That's a fun little team.
I'm surprised to see them doing well because I think this is old dig. Like no changes. But if you remember at the end of last year, they did perform really well. They had kind of they showed up at the end. They played it. Like they had a really good showing in that last tournament, I think it was. And they made it to one of the majors, which shouldn't have happened. So they stayed together and they're continuing. They're continuing their end of the season streak, I guess. So good to keep an eye on there. Happy to see Andy doing well. Gyro, going to see the comeback maybe. And Wavy kind of been on the come up for a while. And Nine Lives is going to be your second biggest one. Complexity. They've always been Complexity. Nine Lives is Chicago, Hoxer, and Kofir. Kofir, I think, is a new name for the RLCS scene. Do you know him?
Kofir? No, I don't.
Okay. Newer name on the scene, been in the SSL lobbies for quite a while. And they also have been playing like fairly well and doing a lot. Losing really to those top three, top four that of NRG, Space Station, Deleted, and Ultimates. Like those are, I think we now have a five.
We have a five, and so let's list those five just for like our listeners here.
Yeah,
with the players who are on there, like the notable players on there as well.
Okay, let's go through them.
Top five: have
NRG, Old, G2, Atomic, Beast Mode, Daniel, number one. Easy. That's who we expect. That's what we're looking at as our best. Number two, probably. We'll see how they go, and we'll come back to this one very soon. Number two potentially is Space Station. Frosty, Scribbles Reveal, Old Snowmen. It's a team. Again, we can talk about the maturity. We can talk about their composure. We can talk about their mental, whatever. But based on the first one, they showed up. Complexity. Old Complexity, Raze Bull, CRR, and Diaz. We know them. They're going to be like the South American team that came up originally, and they've been competing and showing up ever since. Deleted of Andy Gyro Wavy, Old Dig, a team that we know. RMC, Genji. I still won't believe in them until they prove that they should be believed in. Like that's my opinion on the RMC team. I have believed in them in the past, and it's always been
got burnt every time,
every single time. So prove to me this is the thing I said at the end of, or at the beginning of last year. Prove to me that you should be believed in, and I will believe in you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Still waiting. And then Ultimates, First Killer Chronic LJ.
Okay,
those are our big ones. Oh, and Nine Lives of Coffer, Chicago.
Yeah. It's a really funny, like, just look at the names, like the orgs that are in the scene right now. I kind of like how ridiculous NA for a while had all the kind of big name teams. Mm-hmm. Like what I mean by that is brands, like recognizable brands. And now it feels like the fun has come back, you know?
Yeah. There are so many different teams. Like we're going to be getting a lot of org changes. And like, I think next couple months, this whole thing, we should get used to not having a set team at all, because there is a lot of weird depth. Like my very reasonable take of Gas being a top 8 team, very reasonable take for sure. The reason that I said this is that there are a lot of players in NA that can all compete to a certain level.
I still don't think your take is that ridiculous.
No, it is a bit ridiculous, but the point of it is to be like, all of them are roughly the same spot. There's nobody in NA other than now NRG that's like just better. And like, it's a top 32 basically. You have to,
and let's be honest, be like, Gas only lost to Omelette and NRG.
Yeah. And like, Omelette, so, granted, Omelette is Lionblade's preseason Neil, but they've been there. Like, they have been in NA for a while. They haven't necessarily had the greatest showings in the past, but like, they're a team. And like, I genuinely think there's like 32 teams that on any given day could probably shoot up to a top eight, maybe a top six, maybe a top two. And we're going to look at this because we have to talk about something.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
One of the teams that we've been talking about the whole way through, and it's Space Station, who did not make the group stages of this week. This open qualifier too.
What? So after that run, they didn't.
So they get second place, and suddenly they don't. So
listen, they got 10 points on the board, so that's nice.
They do. They did really well. Like, they might still make it to the major if they exist at all in the next showing, or in the open qualifier 3. Mm-hmm. But like, their spot should not have been contestable. They got second. Like, they should be group stage. They should be maybe a top eight at worst. How are they not even making group stage? And that's what I meant by they're too young. They don't have the mental. They don't, like, there's something going on, and I can't trust them. They got 17 to 22. That's their position. They didn't even make 1 point.
It's listen, it just, the exams happened this week, okay?
Like, yeah, that's fine. It was definitely the exams.
You got time to practice, or you gotta get exams done? Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That's my bad.
We're the problem, Wavs. That's all we're saying.
It is our fault. I will apologize. That's our fault. So yeah, NA is insane. NA is a lot. Other thing to talk about for this week that has currently happened. I'm not sure what the drama is, but I haven't seen it being posted. Tech, Calm, Evo, and Talk. Mm-hmm. Who, those are all great players and probably should be. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm going to put them in a similar position to Space Station, but because of Calm, maybe slightly higher, where it's a lot of name. It's a lot of very good players. But we'll see if they can end up working as a team together in the future. But we won't see it this week. We won't see it in Open Qualifier 2. Not because they failed out, but I think it was some scheduling issues where they missed. I'm not exactly sure what the whole drama there going on was. Feel free to look into it yourselves. Apparently it's been blowing up over Twitter or whatever. They just weren't able to go in. Like, they weren't able to make it to the qualifiers or the scheduling, or something about it didn't work out for them specifically. And it ended up being a whole thing that I don't know too much about.
Okay.
Yeah. I just know that they're not present. So if they want to make it to any major, they have to basically get first in open qualifier 3.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's NA. Want to talk about EU?
Yeah, let's do it.
Want to talk about the place that matters?
All right, Wabs. All right. I see you, Wabs. I see you. I see where you're at. Where your head's at. I see where you're scheming here.
So when we're talking about the place that matters, there's actually only one team that matters, and it's Garmin Core. The rest of them are fighting for second. And that is not a joke. Garmin Core have not lost a series yet in the first two qualifiers.
Now, the one thing I need to say, I'm kind of looking for you here. So, Wabs, I feel like you're not, like, I don't want to put you on a pedestal here, okay? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the word Garmin Core has been, like, that org has been on the tip of your, you know, lips
Yep.
For quite a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel that now it's finally coming in?
What do you mean finally coming in? They were the best team last year too.
No, I just feel like you're being rewarded for like saying Carmi Corps was like to the org just generally, not necessarily this set of players, right? But
yeah.
They're the dark horse, you know, or all that. I feel like you're finally being rewarded for all that patience.
Maybe, but they've also been like, granted, there was a BDS before, there was a Vitality who was the best team in the world for a while, there was Gentlemates. Carmine Corps was objectively the best team of the year. Like, I think arguments can be made about Vitality. I think BDS won the thing, whatever, sure, go for that, but Carmine Corps was the best team. And if we have to talk about them a lot, because right now, like, they are still currently undeniably the best team and are arguably the best team in the world, even though they haven't already seen or they haven't competed with any other regions. Like, that's how far and above they are, or like above the rest of EU, who is not playing bad. Like, EU is playing incredibly well. Every single team that in that region, at least the ones that like are up at the top, are playing incredibly well. They're all working together really well. All of their team synergy is going like really, really well. But Carmine Corps is just like heads above, like miles. It's not even questionable. The only question that was given was in the Carmine Corps Vitality, the first one. And I guess the first one, where yes, like Vitality was playing up, but I think that was more because Carmine Corps was not playing to their peak, and then in the semis and grands, like, they showed it. They showed what their peak was, and it's just domination. It's hyper aggressive. It makes the game look like SSLs facing champs. Like, it's not even close. It's not close. Like, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing the other teams were able to do.
All the other teams are us, and it's just like we're playing against Messi, you know?
Yes. like it's not even... And the reason, and this is something that I want to be talking about, because there was a specific thing that one of the casters, I never forget who, said. I think it was with CJ and Cole, but I don't remember if it was CJ or Cole. Where...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
They were just talking about their play style, which is fully in your face, turning on everything. Like, they know where each other are at all times. Like, they're just so oppressive. And one of the casters was like, hey, should you try and emulate this in your games? And then, of course, the answer is no. Like, they're too good. If you try and do this, you just leave 17 open nets and you're double committing on every single touch. Like, you can't do it. But I want to go back on that, because this is actually exactly how you should play.
Wabs, okay, you've given a lot of advice over the years. I don't know if this is the advice we really want to be putting into the world right now.
I don't think I'm kidding. And maybe this is like, this is a little bit rank specific. Maybe this is my own experience coming out too much here. But I was watching them play, and I was like, hey, maybe I should try some of the things that they're doing here. And what is it that they're doing? They're just turning. They're turning on the ball when it's their turn to turn on the ball. They're not like reifying the rotation. That's the difference. They're not like, oh, it's not my turn. I just went. I can't do anything. I have to go and leave for boost or get a bump or something else. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just staying in the play in a way that is so specific, and that you can't do. But just staying in the play is something that everybody should be doing. You shouldn't eyes off the ball and do nothing.
Okay. Are we going to kind of get into this a little bit? Are we going into transition here? Is there anything else in EU though that we want, like any other teams that can even potentially like sniff at this team?
NIP is going to be interesting. We'll have to talk about them. Dignitas played well. They couldn't do anything, but they were making a little bit of enough changes that it was interesting to look at facing KC. Vitality is Monkey Moon Exotic Zen. Like, they should be name wise the best team, but you know, we're watching it. Gentlemates is not playing well, unfortunately. Juicy Steak Overdosen, I'm surprised that they're not playing well, but they're not. And I think those are your big ones that have a chance.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be NIP, Vitality, KC, and Dignitas. That's going to be your top four EU. And by top four, I mean that's your top one, and they're next three.
Big things are happening, I feel. Jeez. It's because EU's for a while has been like, oh yeah, top six teams EU can just dominate everyone. And now it's like, oh no, we have one team that's just so far and above ahead.
But I kind of feel like that's a thing that happens in EU. Like last year we had Vitality, which was just the best team for a little bit. And then we had KC, which was just the best team for a little bit. And BDS came out of nowhere. But BDS, KC, Vitality, and Gentlemates were the top four. That is true. But within that, there was always a clear one. It was like either Vitality was clearly dominant or KC was clearly dominant, and then the others were chasing and pushing up to their level. And that Vitality fall off happened, whatever, but that then got replaced with KC. And the top four stayed. They stayed as that top four, but it was a one and then the next three. And I think we're still seeing that in EU.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like that's fair.
NA though, you got nothing. You can't say anything except for NRG is best.
What are you gonna do? Yeah, no, I'm just like, it is really funny, like looking how I don't think there's ever been an argument like the EU versus NA has been never been less of an argument, I feel, than right now. Yeah. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Yep, I'd agree. Yeah. And maybe I have to watch NRG a little bit closer, but I really don't think I do.
Yeah.
I will say, I haven't watched it though. So this is secondhand through very biased sources, meaning the casters. Those biased sources being the casters, of course. But Falcons.
Okay.
Falcons might be that other team. And we'll have to watch. But during the KC thing, it was entirely KC is playing incredibly well. They're playing insane offense. Like, it's unbeatable. It's blah, 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 blah. And all of it was in reference to the Falcons. It was, they're playing like the Falcons. They're playing at the level of the Falcons. They're playing this style of the Falcons. And I think there was a statement of like, they might be doing it better. But that was a strong might. So I kind of want to watch the meta qualifier coming up, because if that's the case, then we might have some two different styles of a very similar play style, or two different versions of a very similar play style that are just dominating the entire world at this point.
There you go. So yeah, we're going to transition. We're going to go into the, are we calling it intermediate corner? What are we calling it?
This is an R month in Rocket League.
Okay, our mouth and Rocket League. Yeah, let's go for it.
Play aggressive. That's it. just turn. Hit the ball. Like, that's my actual assessment of all of this. The amount of times that I've had control of play, just dribbling, whatever. I'm a good one man, right? And I'm playing twos in the 14 to 1500 lobbies. And the amount of times that I'll beat two the ball will literally slow roll across the net. And I've counted for multiple seconds, multiple times a game. And I'm like, oh, it's open. So I do a slight recovery. And then I look around with my right stick and I'm like, where's my teammate? And they're in our corner getting boost. I'm like, how?
This is a C3 lobby?
This is GC.
That's so dumb. I hate it because I know that feeling. I know the feeling when you're so in autopilot. Like you're so disenfranchised from all the different like teammates you don't trust. Uh-huh. And you're literally like, yeah, just do it yourself.
So I get that. And I agree with that. That is the correct way to play. I'm not going to lie. But the thing about it is that the where you should be playing is like, basically the way that I'm going to talk about this is that you guys, and this is probably not for most of you, but it might be for some of you. And it's also for me as someone that's very aggressive. You need to limit test. Go as far forward as you can and figure out when, why you can't. Like, you can't be that far forward. Because I think that the thing with that KC is doing right now is that they are at that limit. Like, they have fully limit test what their abilities are. And they're like, yeah, we can be way further ahead than we think we can be because we're just not giving them time. We're not going to let them do anything with the ball. And that's the difference. It's just they're willing to not chase, but never leave the play, I guess, is kind of how I want to talk about that.
So it's not necessarily like, I think this is the difference, right? I think it's not necessarily like be ridiculously risky with your turn, but if you're actually actively part of the play and you're actually looking for where the ball is going to go next, you can find opportunities where you can safely beat both your teammates and your opponent to the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're, as soon as you go like, hey, I'm going back boost, even though the ball's in the opponent's side of the field, you're the problem.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, because it is more nuanced than that. And it's entirely based around possession and also a little bit of around boost totals. So to do this effectively and clearly at the highest level, which is what KC and Falcons are doing, like to do it effectively, you need a very good understanding of the game state and of what you and your opponents are able to do. Well, I guess you, your opponents, and your teammates are able to do.
It's another level here. Okay? Yeah. There's levels to these games, Wabs. Okay.
It's probably as high skill of a like basic aspect of Rocket League that it gets.
I've played these games before.
Yes. It's as high skill ceiling as it gets. But the thing is, and this is why I disagree with Cole and CJ, whoever was talking about it, it's not inaccessible to everybody. This is the way that everybody should be playing, because it's, you will get scored on, you will make mistakes, but the amount of times that, like, I rarely get the chance to be the second man that's being passed to, but when I am in that position and I'm like at my opponent's boost or I'm after going for a bump or something and I have 30 and I'm on or near the net, and then I'm just leaving enough. Like, I'm leaving just enough space and speed moving backwards that I can leave, given whatever available boom they have, like whatever type of clear they can make. I'm in a spot where I can return to that. I can get any save, but I can also turn. And I'm willing to turn. I'm watching the play. I'm looking at where, like, who has possession of the ball. I'm looking at what's going on. And if my teammate has possession and it's at most a 50, I'm not flipping out. I'm staying there. I'm staying on the opposite side of the net. I'm just chilling. Maybe collecting a couple pads. Maybe getting some bumps. I don't know. But if it's like the opponents now have a clear possession and a clear boom and they have enough boost to do whatever, I'm fully flipping out. Like, I am gone at that point. And that's the thing. Like, going back to months ago when we were talking about game state, like,
oh, I need to do a whole episode on Gabe's save, but it's okay. We'll keep that. We'll keep that in the bag for now.
That's in the bank. But going back to that, like, it's recognizing when the state is in a position that you have to leave, that you are now on the defensive. And that is why this is such a high skill ceiling play style, because the game state is entirely dependent on, like I said, you, your opponents, your teammates' abilities, but also boost totals, their current movement and momentum, the ball's movement and momentum, what can happen with any single touch or multiple touches, whenever. Like, the ceiling is absolutely at the max, but the floor is just, I'm going to turn on the ball. I'm not going to run away to my corner and go and hyper-focus 100 boost. I'm going to be content with the 50 that I have or the 30 that I have, because I know that I can get to full speed along pads and get a save.
And I feel there's another aspect of this that I think people sometimes forget when they're playing the game, but there are some basics like we don't always talk about, right? Mm-hmm. And the basics are that this kind of turning when it's the opportune moment, or like being present and like just putting on, essentially keeping the ball in the opponent's zone, right? Mm-hmm. And putting pressure on the defense generally, right? By actually being willing to turn when you can. There's some very simple basics. Like, if I'm the one constantly hitting the ball towards your net, you're losing boost. Mm-hmm. And especially if I pick up a boost pad, right? Eventually you're going to have more and more trouble dealing with me, and I'm going to have less and less of a threat against my own goal. And I think those two things are like things that people sometimes forget to, like, just actually staying in the opponent's zone for long enough for them to start, like, it's a lot harder these days to like really be like, okay, I can punish this, right? Someone being overly defensive, mm-hmm. but still doing it is important in the game, right? Still doing, oh, I can turn on this and keep the ball there and mm-hmm. prevent them from breaking out, is still an important aspect of the game, even if it doesn't necessarily lead to a goal. So mm-hmm. I kind of feel that a bit, that like, it's like, it's a basic thing to rotate all the way back post, but it's also like, it should be at this point ingrained in players that like, oh no, I can boost start with people. Mm-hmm. And it while it might not lead to a goal like immediately right now, it will make it harder and harder for them to just like casually defend, you know? Yeah. And then the next iteration of that is going for that one demo as you continue to boost starve, and that will cause enough chaos to eventually score your goal.
Yeah. And I think, like, just anecdotally, mm-hmm. That is something that I've seen be the biggest reason for goals. And it might just be because that's how I play. Like, I play oppressive. I play very hit the ball to the backboard, hit it high so that somebody has to use boost to get there.
Control. I like that.
It's a higher level of, like,
it just, well, it's the reason why hit the ball hard and diamond works, because if you can actually hit the ball successfully hard enough and high enough,
yes,
and this is what happens to the diamond players. they don't understand that, but
but I've been getting like at least one or two goals per game end up because somebody doesn't have boost, or mm-hmm. often both people don't have boost, and it's
a twos game. And
it's twos. It's all twos. I don't play threes. We don't talk about threes.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, there should be no reason you don't have boost in twos. Like, really. Like, let's be clear.
If it's your own fault, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But there is a reason that they don't have boost. It's because you're hitting it into slightly awkward positions that both of them can go for, and so both of them do. And so both opponents are using boost.
Oh, Wabs, you're hyping me up. I want to play some rock.
It's so good. So both opponents use boost. And then you run through and grab one or two of their boosts. Like, literally, I think it was either one or two games ago, earlier today, I ended up taking both. Like, I just went on a square. I took the mid boost. I took their corner boost. I went across, went for a bump, missed it, went for their corner boost, kept on going. There was somebody on the other team coming up, and I was like, well, I'm taking this mid boost too. I took 470 boost in about 5 seconds. And it was the correct play, because then the goal goes in 5 seconds later and there's zero boost on the opponent's team. That's my favorite thing about that update, where they showed boost totals. It's that in the replays, like the goal replays, it shows the opponents and you can see how effective your boost starving is, and you can see exactly why that ball went in, and it's because their little circles have nothing in it. It's my favorite part of this game now.
You're thriving on that. You're just
having a great time.
I'm preventing you from doing the thing you want to do.
Yep. And that's why I get tilted when people misboost. Like I talked about like a year ago or something. When you're just like refusing to get boost, you're also leaving that boost for your opponent.
Oh!
it's
my brain
so
just
annoying.
Expanded at least 10% after that comment.
I hate it. That's my least favorite thing to see. Yeah.
Well, look at that. I think that's a great. Is that a WABS rant? It's been a while, I feel, since we've had a WABS rant. Well, that can.
I have another one lined up. Do you want it?
Yeah, we got time for exactly one more WABS rant, and that'll probably close out the show today.
Okay. This one is now at the point of an intermediate corner.
Let's bring it up. We're bringing it up a level. There's levels to this game. Yeah. We're there.
The last one fits everybody. Everybody should be playing in that style. At whatever level it is for you, everybody should be limit testing, figuring out where and when they're allowed to be as far forward as possible. That's something everybody should do regardless of rank. I'm going to stick to that. Maybe if your opponents are chasing or whatever, or your teammates are chasing, like low levels, whatever. Things are going to change a little bit, but overall, most games, that's what you want to do. This one comes up in specifically around 1370, which is Champ 3, Division 2. At this point, at Champ 3, Division 2, you need to be cheating on every single kickoff and twos.
So cheating, you mean just going behind the...
Yeah. You can't go for corner boost unless you're calling for it, and even then, you probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Unless you trust your teammates, like, a lot. So if you're in your teams of two, whatever, go do what you want. But by the point you get to around mid C3 and above, if you're not, or by the time you're in mid C3, cheating will get you at least like 3 or 4 goals per session, however many games you play. Like if you're playing about one goal a game, let's say, it'll net you that much, and it'll probably save you more, because the ball is gonna die. At this point, people know how to go for kickoffs fairly consistently. They know how to get a 50 fairly consistently. They know how to control the ball enough that it's either going to your corner, their corner, the side of the field, or it's stopping dead. And if the ball goes in any of those positions and you've cheated, you're fine. Like, you can always react to it unless it just happens to bounce off in that one in 50 times straight into your net. Lower than this, like if you're in your C1s or lower, the ball can sometimes just go straight in your net. So don't cheat. That's my statement there. Like, it genuinely can happen, and it'll happen enough that it's not worth it. But by the mid C3, people control kickoffs. They can hit the ball. It's fine. You should be cheating, and you will be able to play any single ball. If you go for a corner boost, you now can only get about 2 of those 5 options. Because if the opponent's cheated and the ball dies or goes to either opposite corner, you lose that ball and they have full possession and boost. And if it just dies, then it's in your net, because you can't actually react fast enough to get any sort of power on that hit. So in 3 out of 5 options, you now are actively losing and choosing to be in the worst position because you didn't cheat. I've lost so many games entirely based around the fact that my teammate is not cheating. And I've similarly won so many games entirely based on the fact that my opponents are not cheating.
Well, it seems like sometimes higher ranked games feel like once game where this very minimal thing just kind of changed, like you just kind of start winning off of like kickoffs, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one question for your higher level here. Mm-hmm. My favorite is when someone says I'm faking as they go up for you to hit it and you're not ready for it. And then you didn't cheat that time. And it's
just,
that's
when
just
communication
glorious.
Matters. If you're saying faking, you have to say it before the one hit 0.
Oh yeah. It's definitely not as I'm, you know, already flipping to wherever, even if I am following you in, right.
Mm-hmm.
If I if you're saying faking, we're assuming that the person's going to hit it right at me, like dead center. But if I'm even slightly off, you know,
yep,
then it, yeah.
Yeah. Like faking, I had a game where I was playing with Bingus, I think. Yeah. I was playing with, with Bruno. And we ended up, I just kept on calling fakes this day. I don't know why. It was a fake day. At least half of our kickoffs were fakes. Yeah. Like every single thing. Corner kickoffs, didn't care. All of it was faked. And it ended up working out really well for us in a kind of annoying way. But there was a couple times where it was like, it didn't end up working. And the reason was entirely my fault. And it's because I was doing exactly what you're saying, where I would be at the point of flipping on kickoff and be like, oh, I'm faking, by the way. And Bruno's just sitting there like, what? I can't react to that. So it's in our net. And that was my fault. I agree. Or I accept that one. I apologize for those goals. But we also got a lot. Faking is something that I probably wouldn't experiment with too much with until you can actually do a kickoff. And assume that your opponents are doing kickoffs. That's going to be my thing. If your solo queue teammate calls it, though, you got to be ready to defend the net because it's probably going in.
And that, my friends, will be the end of this episode. Thank you, Abs, for your man of the match performance here.
I've had so much built up.
Yeah, I feel like we could keep going, but we're trying to save something for the next Marcel of Truth.
Oh, there'll be more. Don't worry.
I think the homework, rightfully so, probably has to do with when you play your Rocket League games this month, stay in that zone. Always ready to limit test, to kind of turn on the opportunity. And you have to be aware of kind of other things that are going around, right? It's not just like always turn. It's like
no.
Always like be prepared. Always be turning. Be aware of the turn possibility.
Yes.
But I think the idea of always turn is good for lower rank players because they might not always know. Like you need to try and fail to kind of get a feel for it.
You have to find out when you're allowed to.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you're not trying, then you'll never find out.
Exactly. So with that in mind, thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time, and peace.
Bye.
Is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.